more important than anything else is your personal relationship with Hashem and asking Him to guide you in every area. All these things you're asking, how do I navigate? How do I share the light? How do I show that I'm not separating them? If I'm just trying to, you know, just do the right thing at the same time, not impinge on anyone else at the same time. Just your direct communication with Hashem. And then He suddenly, Bezrat Hashem, will open up the avenues for you, the right ideas, Imrit Hashem. That's number one. Number two, it's so, so important for you to realize that there's never a place that is justified for feeling guilty. Don't feel guilty about the fact that you feel guilty because you're human. But ideally, just to know that it's never like a justified feeling. Even if you did something 1,000% wrong, you shouldn't feel guilty. You could have a time in your day, 10 minutes a day, 30 minutes a day, whatever it is, where you think about, how am I doing? How do I respond to the situation? How am I doing with my father, etc.? And the rest of the time, and you just try to think, is there something beneficial I could do to change? But never ever to feel guilty, even if you put him into a terrible depression or this or that or whatever it may be. Never ever. Torah value, Torah approach will say you should never ever feel guilty. Okay, if you made a terrible mistake or even a little bit of a mistake, you can think, how can I do it different? But never to feel guilty. That's number one. Number two, it's so important to realize that the Yetzirah works very hard to try and make us feel guilty and bring us down, especially when we're doing the right thing. And although sometimes we are going too far to the right and we should go a little bit more left, especially with family considerations, etc., a lot of the time when we're doing the right thing and you're going in the right direction, being a Ben Torah, etc., the Yetzirah throws in manias, what they call it, you know, challenges that make it look like you're doing the wrong thing. Oh, you're tearing the family apart. Oh, this or that or that. And really, really hard feelings. It's not like somebody's like, although it's hard to like have a, you know, someone's giving you a punch. It's not that. It's like you feel like you're doing the wrong thing now. It's not just something that you have to endure, pain you have to endure. It's very, very challenging that.